Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountains, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural enemies. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, "How should a son of the lineage train wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom?" Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words: "Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom, and since their minds have no aspirations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the produces dwell in three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable perfect and belief and enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequal mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering, should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Sharadvatiputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. The Mandala offering on page 12. Om Dansa Bhumi Aum Vanchen Se Jisho
Jiu Om Dansa Rike Aum Chichari Kuyo Gyokuro Jusko Vigya Bodhi Lansha Vipako Prozan Bodhi Nopalanchi Chandame Nye Dhamme Yogendalam jundun, Dhamyanyaka Dhamyanyakena, Yambochiyayu, Vasangishin, Yungyayva, Mamibanyirudu, Kolo Rinpoche, Nago Rinpoche, Samo Rinpoche, Lambo Rinpoche, Rinpoche, Tatu Rinpoche, Yodem Rinpoche, Jeje Paye Pompeo Nyema Tino Ma Lo Ma Ka Ma Nyema Tupra Ma Lase Ma Tisha Ma Nyema Dawa Rinpoche Duchule Nampaje Venge
ရင်စုပါရှင်တူနာဇင်ဝနာနေတဲ့ခေပြောရတယ်။ရင်စုပါရှင်တူတဲ့တောင်ခကြီးကကျန်းစာကြီးပါပြီကြည့်ကြ။ရင်စုပါရှင်တူကြည့်။အဲဒင်ခါငါတို့ကြည့်ရွာရစကြံထံကြီးရာစံကြီးကထုတ်ထုတ်ရေးစကတန်တတ်တကားရစနာ။အဲရောင်းကဒီကြောင့်ကြည့်ရင်စုပါရှင်တူစံကြီးကစံလို့ရတယ်။အဲဒင်ရောင်းကဒီတန်းတဲ့နည်းရာစံကြီးစံတွေ့ရတယ်။
Six perfections are, as we know, all our three or six of them, and these are all ways or paths to the enlightenment.
Kide na tu ni de ta kene de ne ta la tu ni de ki ga na ga de re se na ne ya sa ji ba la na ga ri ji ge de ne su su bi ju ju ne mo de ma pa ju bi ge ne su su ji ne mo de ma pa zo la zo ken da bu de ra ne ge ji sen de ge zo ge de ne sen de la su su ne mo ma su no no su su ne mo ma zo la de tiempo chi de ne tu ken chi ya lo de tiempo chi ba ne tu ke sa du lo ane kenya de se gre na tu se ne de kar re se na ane yu ku ge yu nga de pa ma ba zu ge ya de tu ma ri ba de ge ma ri pa ge ge yu de ke ma pa to ge san tu ni de ke ro de re o kenya ha tu ne do si chi ni gu don da de ne ta san yu do ta de re
And we have come to the mental stabilization and and how to maintain emptiness through meditation. And the calm abiding or the mental stabilization, that in Tibetan is called Shinne. The main purpose is to calm our afflictions, calm down our afflictions. And when our mind, because to calm your afflictions, we need a very stable mind, and this mental calmness or mental stabilization that helps to maintain some stability to stabilize or to maintain or to minimize the mental disturbances, as that's called Shinne. And then after that, in order to remove the real afflictions that is driven by ignorance, for that we need meditation on emptiness, and that's called in Tibetan, Thak Thong. When you had the mental calmness, that's the first one, Shinne, mental calmness meditation, right now we're talking about two meditations. One, the basic, the fundamental mental calmness meditation, and then the other one that's focused on the emptiness. So the mental calmness, when you do that, it usually, one main purpose is it helps to accumulate the merits that are related with the usual material and your physical stuffs. But the emptiness, the meditation on wisdom emptiness, that will aid, or that will add extra strength or merit to remove the real cause or source of suffering, that is ignorance. And ignorance, there are many, many subtleties. So the deeper your the wisdom abiding meditation, the stronger your power to subdue ignorance.
We're just
repeating the same, almost the same thing. The first metal calmness meditation, which will help increase your marriage. That's not related with the emptiness. Wisdom knowing emptiness. I think that's what he said. Repeat it again. I'm struggling here. With this two meditation, we can gradually it'll lead to the enlightenment, path enlightenment, and also we know that everybody has the seed of Buddhahood, and when the seed of Buddhahood, because everybody has that, we have to, with that in mind, we have to follow the six perfections. Perfections, and that we all know those like giving and giving, patience, discipline, all these things like that. And these perfections, when you follow the steps in this little steps, and then it'll take us slowly to the and closer to the Buddhahood.
And tak tagi kya na chuti phasin de sanji phapak ji chen ba di che wo ta te na gin ji na sin le wo ne sanji chuti phasin ge ji pi lo khono ji chen ba na bu ju ma ju ma to tan da ne ta me chuti ge yin ba tong lo na kan da ne te na sin le lo do 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 se che ne ne ko no lo de ya chi mo gi pa gi chi ma ma yin bi gi mo ji chuti ba ji na sin le bi na le de lo ko ro chi mo gi chi ma ma yin bi gi mo ni ge so na ne yin pa ji na de bi
The first profession is giving on giving, and next is the disciplined profession. To maintain a discipline in all our faculties. So when you slowly developed the disciplined professions, then that keeps you guarded from all. For many unwanted distractions in your meditation and other matters you're trying to obtain.
City Bajana, not sure the city Bajan. City Zubas, that Zuba Pajidari, Yamba, City Zubaki. That Zubaki, Zuba Tangari. Zuba said the carriage is in the Pajo Chuluji, make a package, social megajig, sing about the Chiloa and Dapuji, and social and drama that do that music in a Giona, and tell the Palin, Giorgio Mani, Zubagons. On those genies, Pazu carriage is seven at this corny, and couldn't that doesn't nonsense in all in condition, and Sanji Papa the Chanji sent by the inside, the Chanji sent by inside the solar pack, as he run a saloon, say, and Sinaji gave it what then, like he.
And the third profession is the patience, and that is one of the hardest part of the professions of the six professions, and profession this patience profession is the way we have to do is like. Because we know that Bodhisattvas and Buddhas in all directions, they in their own ways they are helping sentient beings, and they will helping caring about sentient beings is that they never change from cold. Hot and cold. They never like good this time and bad that time, punishment this time and a good and another fruit this time. They're always the same. Whether you do good or bad, their love, their care, their patience are just stable, unchanging. So this, because we know that this is the profession that patience profession that the Bodhisattvas and Buddhas are following, and that's how we are. Slowly supposed to follow their path.
What did I do? That Judy Pagin did it. Judy singing the Jagan Gala draw, or Judy singing the Rangi Gee, the dark, he and I got draw, you mother see Ponchi and over the Yachi and over the Magano Tendama, even Jagan Gio Dwali, a draw on Jenny. On those things, Gio Kanaji do the name, saying that the Kari, he gave out do and do anything. Wrong is Judy saying it again. Then he's Judy Jugala draw the Kahiji Truacha and Mother Tonchiam and the Majan with another song. You know what the name Judy Pachin is not in being a lancing and dead.
What's the exact word for that? Sundry, hard working perfection, which was the after. Effort, okay. Thank you. And the, yeah. And the 1, 2, 3, 4. fourth perfection is the effort perfection. Effort you maintain the effort kind of continuity and consistency is a very important, is key to any plans or projects you have. So that's one of the number fourth perfection.
ဟုတ်တယ်တာကျင့်တူပါကျင့်တကြီးဖာကြီးကမှဆောင်တင်ပြီးကျင့်တူကျင့်စုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံကြီးစုံက lo de ju ne de khene senge de ki tuni guna kare ki na yid pakte bu chi man ne tu gyo o de tho na de na so le no do su chi ni na sen le sa de tan dai a ji o khene de sanji phabi ji khene ji yori ma de na hi ji mi na cha chung a ji na sanji dang na chi tang ji khene ke de na mai ba ji o de na ji na sen le na sanji ki sa le ai sanji ji yo de chi yin so tu phachin tu chen ba de Rangi and Dito Jibi, Sanji Pabi, Dito Jibi, Yesu Pachin, two Sanji is salary. But then running a jury check on the Rana Sanji, what doesn't the answer? Talib Dudna Tangakin.
And the fifth profession is the mental stability. The mental stability has many, many stages. And what it basically does is that it keeps your mind, the mind that we have, our mind is so wild, it's everywhere, it's kind of distractions, it's very easily occurs in us. And when your mind, you're able to control that mind, it becomes very serviceable. It can be used to wherever you want to put it. Once you've got that control over your mind, then your mind has the power to do what it's supposed to do. Otherwise, your mind will be in all directions, never achieves anything completely. So that's the problem we're having. So this fifth profession is the mental calmness profession.
Oh, yeah. And then you need to be so the Toma Maripari never need to be here with the Lundian Sopaji to the Tantan Magoji, Sanji's take it. Tang under the day, Nazin in Vinale, the Chiun D, and then those in the Apanda G D, and those in Nanis, Nazi Vinale, Nanis Nanini, Gini. And Takono Grand Yita, but that Tona, Tombin, Tonato, Taland, Tona, that issue, Tonato, the Chanchu is saying the Tona goes to Chigiri. That Tona, the Tonga Chanchu is saying the Totani law, and then Rally against our charge at G, and Chanchu is saying the Gans.
And the sixth profession is the wisdom, and that's the wisdom is the ultimate antidote for all ignorance. All the previous five professions, they are stages. There are stages to reach the wisdom profession. So even if you have all those other five previous professions, you won't be able to destroy or stop the ignorance that we have. From the root, we cannot get rid of ignorance by those previous five professions, but because these are all previous five professions, they help us to reach with those, because of those five perfections, we accumulate so much merits that we are slowly able to. It gets us closer to the understanding of wisdom. So that's and that's the sixth wisdom profession. Sixth profession is wisdom. With the wisdom, and then when you work, when you continue working harder and harder, then your mind will be kind of a closer to what the Buddha's mind. So your mind is kind of very close to what your mind are. So that's the point. All these professions are trying to lead you to and finally to the Buddhahood.
When you
practice the six perfections, you always have to understand that those the six perfections, with the understanding of with the wish to help all sentient beings in the back of our mind, that's almost very important all the time to have it. When you have these two combined, the wisdom, the wish to help all sentient beings, and your purpose to attain enlightenment is because you want to do help the sentient beings, at that point, and then with you have, when you have all these other perfections, six perfections, then you will feel that the bodhicitta, the mind that the Buddhas had, the bodhicitta, that mind that is so kind of a, every time there's not a moment that is Buddha's mind is away from the sentient being suffering. It's always any moment that Buddha's mind is there, when you are good or bad. So it's because mind is so kind of attached to human sentient beings, wish to help sentient beings. These perfections, when you develop with the wisdom to help, with the wish to help other sentient beings, and then your mind will be kind of soft. It will just like you feel kind of so kind of overwhelmed with the wish to help sentient beings that when you're meditating, when you think about just about the wish to help somebody or sentient beings suffering, then your tears from your eyes will sometimes kind of drop so easily, like a dropping so kind of without effort, it just come out automatically. So such is the power that will generate in you with all this, when you follow this path, and with accompanied by the wish to help sentient beings, then you are really, really going, getting closer to the Buddha's path, a pure Buddha's path.
Doni tung tung se ada kare desa na tan nagi ngandi ke thoma mari pas ke ngandi ke kian jo ada tan nagi de ku jaya nagi mai bachi tung se ta dene ngi sa di suni dene ngi tu bilo dalo ni jian so pasin tu gu nang so lian do tu jia do ne na sang ji sa lian do tong da bu dene di shuo de ki de de ga ren di ge 那等待一下，等住着生的就够大，然后生的，生是呢，生生是呢，那就吸不生，那都很鲜花不够么多。那俺就去面对种的，去爷爷种的，慢慢种。那买给俺就这个，说真的，就种那了，那说真的，那就那很多那那干啥？可能种不得的。他今年完了，不过可以买一买。那干啥的？那那那那热身什么的？那都这个稀泥看起来稀巴实呢，稀巴实个就。那那稀巴的，主要嘛，那咱们就要看什么呢？都是刚刚稀泥个的。那稀巴的了，稀巴的那旅游那么的，那带的多七八的，那就可贵，稀巴实个的。
The purpose of emptiness, the purpose of emptiness in Buddhism is that emptiness is the best supporting reason for us to achieve that wisdom to help any sentient beings. That's the best reason. That's it supports. What do you call it? The word that I should say? It complements or it. I don't know. I would say that's the. What is that? Underpinning. Underpinning, that's also very close here. But, I mean, I should say that's the best reason why you have emptiness. The reason, the wish to, the need for understanding emptiness is because that is the best reason for why we need bodhicitta, the mind that is. 100% attached to sentient beings. Why you love sentient beings? There is a reason, and best reason comes from emptiness. If you understand emptiness, that is the reason. Emptiness doesn't mean something that is empty. The people just because of the name itself, there is emptiness. The word when it is emptiness, it should suggest that. It shouldn't mean nothingness. It shouldn't mean nothingness, but there should be something there that is very, very warm. It's very kind of a. I just couldn't explain to you correctly, but I think. I would say if you just understand that emptiness is the best reason for us to have the bodhicitta, the mind, the wish to help sentient beings, then it should be pretty close to what he's saying. Oh, yeah, yeah. Is it time for break?
No. Yeah. Yandra, the beginning of the telling us, can't I leave in there? Ordinary. And the name is a deal. Yah, Jizani, number Sanji Bigululo, Yah Sanji Bilangalaji, Yitan, and Dutchman with two Langalji needed. The Sandy Juala, Tony, sing at the Tony, Tony to be Lotan against the party to Nazilian, do just say he's the number of us against the Sanji drill. But I am Dutchman by Sini. Rang ji ji lita nyamun in tanda ji padra ngan do khwa khu ju gen de la thuma mari pa sing de ji khwa khu du pte ka ka do thuma mari pa go so so rang ji tu pa ji de thuma mari pa ji en mari pa de ki me ba to so to ke me ba zo tu ge en do ji ke me ba zo chen do ji gen de ya go no thuma mari khu gi thuma mari pa ko no ho se lo nyamun de ma do se so na ko khwa de bi thaba de es ngāntu dhāvā jīmī kīngi tā kuāla tēpī tāpā kum tō tūkī wērī. Yīnā rāne yā sāng jībū tā dhāvā wunī kītā rāne kā jī nūmū pāna tā yūrī mātū, sā jīnā tāng jī kī tīng tā yā kuāla tēpī tāpā tūpī tā māyī kī tīkī, sā jīnā kā tīng jāchī mū kī jē tūkī wā mārī.
When we say enlightenment, or I would say Buddhahood, there are two ways people sentient beings do. One is that enlightenment with all when you improve with all these kind of six professions and with the accompaniment of the wish to help all sentient beings with 100% kind of a mind, and that'll take you a path to Buddhahood. One way to Buddhahood. But there is some others who try to follow Buddhahood. They say they are going to try to go towards Buddhahood by just absorbed in their own well-being, in their own self-liberation, not for the sake of other sentient beings, but one's own afflictions. They try to bring it, and they think that will help them to the ultimate enlightenment. But because that personal, even though that it's called arhat, that's arhat. It's called one that when you just the arhat, they're a little bit different. But over here, what I'm saying are this arhat, one who works for his own self liberation, only selfishly. I should say selfishly, and that even though he has. He has brought down and just try to cleanse himself with all these afflictions, and some understanding of emptiness, understanding emptiness. But that because he didn't have the wish to help sentient beings, when he doesn't have that equation, then that our heart cannot reach the real enlightenment. He will have certain freedom, like when it's called nirvana. That's one liberation. That's one stage. But when that liberation will be for the arhat will be incomplete, because he didn't have the sentient beings' mind problems and circumstances in his mind, then he reaches only that part. But those who have the additional six professionals on top of them with a wish to have sentient beings, then they can go beyond the nirvana. Beyond the nirvana, that's the real enlightenment. So you have to know these two differences. When you reach 50, then you lose your memory too. That's what I'm going to do.
Did you hear that?
No. This one.
Tomayo Madi is a dinner. She is a Pamayo Maji Manu, Jim Music, the Carisma. Joel Tomayo Man, Tomayo Maja, the Mada, Mulu, don't the Susan Dwarf, the Bukan, Nagilim, or the Pajimanu, Majin, the Sandra, Dindo, and Dwarf, Jindu, Jina, 마파마 땡그로 아니 메르진다 파마 땡그로 아니 그 저도 이제 전진 마제만의 기라미 세제나지 많이 쓰고 지내더라고 겨울 토마미지 그때 믿던데 토마미도 가르든 사던 도던 힘이라 붙던다지 메리아요 말이에요 가자리아요 말이 가자리 괜찮아 가자지 그리스 근데 내 야 때문에 가자생 타면에서 때리 센 겨울 토마미지
Because sentient beings have a right to be happy, right to be right to get rid of suffering, and the best way to get rid of this is to reach enlightenment, and the best way, and to reach enlightenment is sentient beings' right. That sentient beings' real right, human rights. If you get human, they're human right. If animal right, or that that's a right you have. It's not nobody's gave you. It is there, just there. It's just a matter of time because we haven't continuous our because we say that our mind has no beginning. We have no beginning. At the same time, there's no end. It's continuously moving, continuously going. The reason why I say there's no beginning is that it's very hard to trace the beginning. If I say I'm born from my mother, then I have to say my mother, I have to trace back my mother's mother, ancestors. You won't be able to point kind of, oh, this is my, from here I'm born. You cannot get a milestone or some kind of a post from. It's very hard. So that's why you say it's beginningless. You can trace continuously, keep going. There will be no kind of a exact point. You say, "Oh, that's where I came from." So that's why because there's no point, you can really place this. Everybody has to come from somewhere. There's a connection, there, a relation. So because it's continuously backward, at the same time you will, as you go forward, you will, when you die, you just don't die like nothing. You don't become zero. Your mind just keeps continuing to next life, whatever, in any form. So, and the final, you can say, if there's an end, you can say at least just a Buddhahood, maybe some kind of an end, but that also is kind of it's also going in its own state like that. Everybody with the efforts, with through all these six perfections and wish to all sentient beings so strong in your mind, then it's just a matter of time. You will reach Buddha, path to Buddhahood. You reach Buddhahood yourself.
अने चौआ चमान क्या सुनता है चौआ चमान नवा ये दो तेंदु सुनते हैं सुना तेरी दूसरा मात्र तेरी दुनिया मुंजी हो मत दुनिया चुने खा मागो किन्हीं ना हाथ तो तेरे हाई तो चलो दुनिया खा मागो आचे हाई दुनिया आमी है दुनिया के बाहर मागो जिद अने तेरी नेचर पतों दो सचिन हान जो Gyawadis, Cheta Gola Chen, Chepura, Tani, Na Yindu Ma, Gyawachi Gyo Ma, Dungi Ma Yindu Gyo. Ani Nga Li Sa Shaya, Pemba Dana Du, Ani Ndo De Chi Nim, Ma Kien Rada, Chudu Gyi 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 Nim, Ani Ma Kien Rada, Ma Gyi Li Gyi Debo Te, Ma Nyawa Yada, Tindu Sun Chen Du Gyi Yese Gyo Yari. Cheta Gola Chen Na Yang, Chi Chi Seng De Re Gyo Sa Ma, Sen Dungi Te De Mo Gyi, Dungi Seng Mo Na, Dungi De Re Kaara Se Gyo Yata, Chi Chi Gyawadu Ma, Yemba Tung Te De Gyo Yese.
The best vehicle to reach Buddhahood is human life. you know, we say that there are three realms. The three realms down there, Earth, Peter, and Hell, all these things. Those have no time for them to have to practice those six professions, all these things. They have no time for those things. And those who are above him, human beings, those who above, have kind of in a little above, better than us, like some formless state. Those have higher beings. Some of the higher beings, they are formless state. They're having so much. I should say. Affluence problem. They have the affluence problem. I was just saying, those high above those forms who are above us human beings. The affluence problem, and so they are spoiled. Their life, all the matters were spent in affluence. That when the final result, when the time to die, the old what they did is no good marriage, no positive marriage they accumulated. What they've used up all their positive matters, and then the only thing they have left is the negatives. Negativeness. So even for those, for those who have even a good life, on some form, those are above forms, they have no time for practice, such perfections, all that thing. The best chance is for the human beings because we have a body, we have a physical body. With the physical body, we feel good, bad, or suffering, happiness, or we feel that. So we with that. We have a mind. So with that, when you have feel all these changes in your body, then you also know that is then because that's why it's called humans have best potential to reach Buddhahood. It's the best best time to get your ways right, get your path right. So that's so it's very. That's why we call human life is so precious. That's the reason why we always emphasize human life is precious, precious, precious. I think we should take a break. Should I give you a break or should take a 15-minute break? Take a 15. Come join us.
발생 시작했어. 아.
그럼 좀 발생 시작했어.
어, 이게.
Okay. 15 years break.
Today.
Gayla has been asking me that we said we'll do about maybe 20 minutes of little talk from him. And then try to have some time for questions and answer. And he's also asked me, should he talk a little bit about bodhicitta or renunciation or something about afterlife? That he's asking me about which one. He just talked a few words. He was saying afterlife. Yeah, I know. Bodhicitta.
Thank you.
Afterlife, so yeah. Gengi, kyo jima yu sungwe wa. On pe di fe chide doba che dosa kongso des. Yamene kongso gidi sido des disu da dile tesche chanju gi semde tosu che ngeju tos tne mena gi dewa chin na
ja chaman de gnda de
we'll talk after life first
ore ja chaman de lu to na de ga de da ngan zo bi ji sen zang bun da bo ji den de jin na ne ngan zu li de ya ni cha chaman du du lo ne li de du lo ne ngan ni ji gu zu lo yi chi da bo ji ne ji yan ba dong chi le zu den de ji yin na na cha chaman li ya na dil da ja ji gi bi ma li da bo le na chi yo den de wo la de 남비를 키우고 또 나보다 저 저만 편비케 되는 거 전대를 떠서 지 편은 거 말이야.
The Buddhist main ambition or aspiration is that they're not emphasizing this life only. They're more emphasis on the next life, and the next life. So. Yeah, I think
that's what he said.
The reason why the emphasis mostly on the future, the coming life and the coming life, whatever that, is that this life is, you know, is almost, there's not much you can change. You're already born here now. There's not much you can change. So when, as a Buddhist, your ambition should be related to what's your life going to be in the next life. So when you have that, when you work with all these teachings, six perfections and all that thing, or bodhicitta, when you use these with the aim to have a better life, next life, and then it becomes dharma. It becomes your practice. So when we have the aim in the future, your immediate this life will become automatic. It's just automatically meaningful because you won't waste your life because you know your object. You have your mind set on the future. And the future is related to what's your present. It's related. So it's not that we are abandoning whatever we have in this life, but because your mind is set so high in the future, you will use this life in a very, very preciously. So these six perfections and the bodhicitta, when you practice very wholeheartedly, they will render you. They will be a cause. They will become the causes of marriage in the future life to have better life. If you are a human being, you're a better human being. If you have a kind of the qualities of higher, you can get a better. The better you do in the practice, the better your quality of life that you are born will be born next life or next life. So that's the real object of a real Buddhist.
Tanare, ngandu jidani jidian gan duro chende gi ji phamari penjare de zo kan di ji yin sa da de pa chu ji ya xian da de ji lu ji ji ne ne da ga dong lu ji ne ne se ji ni chi pa ma ba ta gu to ga ri de se na ngandu li tian da bo di ji je ni jo wa chang ma lu ji ye na ne pa chu ji So mega sagi denalia chendogure. So gasamia chendog and chili tenegin the chal toma me seguro. And I in ye dege and then daddy said the chilokaji near the lokachi ayomari sendega fama nagi chao taking the ando such lieutenant jiki send the garan dra send my body ayomari. Now he looked tomayami, tamayami is there, and Ludi jiki doari goes on the korakun dra tenere.
Because and then with those teachings, there's always emphasized that to have a feeling of equanimity to all sentient beings, as just as your own body. That emphasis is very important, because when you pass from this life, there's no guarantee that which form you will be in the next life. Because depend on the practice, the strength of the practice, it has some control. But otherwise, if you have your mind very kind of discriminative way we have at this time, then you will have the result when you pass to the next life, you might be born in somewhere, maybe to your enemy, maybe someone that's your enemy in the previous life. So it's kind of what you saw what you might reap. So that's why the emphasis is to have such a loving mind, a loving, caring ways to all sentient beings. It's because you never know what's going to be in the future lives. When your practice is getting more wholesome, then you gather some power to control your destiny. You always, what you do right now is it'll lead you to that path. If you do the positive ones, then you're trying to have a little control over your own kind of destiny. So, just for example, in our Tibetan community, not this one, but I mean in India and in Tibet, we have lamas who when they die, they're born again, and they're born again because they have some control over their where they're going to go, where they want to be born, which state they want to be kind of in. In the monkhood or in the witch family, they have all these kind of powers because of the practice, they have some control over their own destiny. So that's why we say you practice your whatever you practice should be wholesome and continuously. And the best guide. And the best guide to how to lead a good positive life is the three refuge, three jewels, or the three gems that we're talking about: Buddha, his teaching, and the Sangha. And
Chawa chama lo ne dumi no mugu wage. And chowsia devanim. And no mugu at the Kanda Zongri, Sanji Gunjug, Chisung, Langat Nagin, about the Sanji Gindran, the Nanaki said, Tesung, Til Nana Gindigina. And on it, the like Chawa chama ton the king goes on, they sing about you, Toma Maripa, Sigur, or Toma Maripa, the Mapazuna. And a cookie change in on the Chawa chama, so raw took, could me by the Suna, a Chawa chama, so raw in Totogur. What the query at the end of the night doing the human nature, I chama the sort of ram, I was the one to query. But thing is that you know, Rāne kī jī sēn tī pā tsū zāmbā jī āchī, tōmā mārī pā sēn yirī, mūne jī nā tēlā pā kū kī hiyā nā kī māyī pā tūpī tūnī tūpī lō sī jī wā tē jī āchī kū yirī.
And the three refuge, how they help us that because they know the ultimate reality. So when we follow Buddha and Buddha's way and his teaching and the community that practices his teaching, they're all positive and wholesome that and they will, because of their teaching, they will lead you to understanding of the ultimate wisdom, that is the emptiness, and emptiness combined with the wish to help sentient beings. These two very important facts that so much most, in fact, that they are the two most important parts that will impact your next life projections. So that's why we say taking refuge in the three jewels is very important. So it should be. I think we'll leave it here, and if you give some time for questions and answers. That was my idea too. I told him that we should have a little kind of not long session, and let's give some more time for questions and answers. That was my request to him earlier, so he's following that now. That's good. I'm going to do some kind of share to talk. The interpreter Yima today, I think at last minute he had a little kind of a family. His son got some kind of a little hurt somewhere, so he had to take the son to a hospital. That's why he couldn't come, and I was stuck here now. Di ngung is up temba de la jengi color ji touch color ye jung ge la na zui ti ye jung ge la ti chiwa de zu teng gwa song ro wa chiwa teng gwa song de kala da chiwa de chiwa teng de kala ne ya ba sim de kyo na shu ji de wa de du san ti ya de ba ta di ma le chu di ma tha re kala ta wa ta de
jo na de ba de
jo na
mo ta ti lo Hinaji ni tali kare pengi rizhi na ani gyawar dhur tsuhu di. Ani kunshu liya chiwa piwa ni tsuhu di doni dhugu gyurwa. Ngadhiga ji thuma maripa singa tegi kienji dhugu gyurwa. Mimba dhugu doni tegi pengi di gyawar dhur tsuhu kunshu liya malang dhu. Ndhugu di jina na swan nagi jirwa nagi dhiba di tatu giri rizhi. Dungi di mawa na tanda ki ngani malang dhu jiga ma rizhi. Wa tiriwa tsuhu di. Dungi ngu gyo tsa tsuhu di tiri. Dungi dungi nani chāchi ma dhani ma dungi dungi dhali thai chi dhani kunshuru mana to yawa chi dhari isi, dhi chi dhari isi.
So, Carolyn's question was that the meditation on those, reflection on those deaths sometimes lead to more additional depression and mood, kind of a negative moods, and so how to get out of that. So, Gisela was saying that you should always remember that the reason why you are meditating on that death or the impermanence of that, unless you see that that's a fact, life is suffering. There's so much suffering. There's death, and it's going to come sooner or later. With death, there's death all around us. We try to ignore that, but that's the fact going on. Any minute, any second, there's somebody dying old. So that's a, unless you try to think in that term, you will find it very hard to see the reason why there should be a teaching. Why should I follow the teaching? Any religions, any religion, because you will lead your life just like you normally, you usually are. You won't see the reason why I want go for the teaching. Why do I have the refuge, three refuge, all that? So when you have those the ugliness of this life, the message is, it's trying to lead with that understanding. It's trying to lead to the next positive life. The goal is to get to the positive life. So when you see this this life is suffering, you have to know why it is, how it is, how it all causes. When you reason out these things, then your wisdom is increasing. Your understanding, you're getting close to. I mean, you at least you'll think about then kind of emptiness as you go further. Understand why this reason, why the need for emptiness, why this need for loving kindness, all these things. These will come into some use. Otherwise, it's like if you don't know you are sick, you won't go to a doctor or a hospital. You won't. So that's, you have to understand you are sick. Otherwise, that's the point. That's the reason. So most people, we just think we are okay, but there is many, many factors we don't know. So at least when you get to those kind of thinking, the main purpose is, it will have, for temporarily you may have this kind of depression, all that, but the reason, you have to know the reason, the reason I'm here, and there is a better way to do. That's why it's just a temporary state. You have to feel that.
Yes. Anzu chidang nambi ki chu ki kei guya kari rei sa. Ta anzu tipi da chante gandir chawa chuma na kei rei sa. Tere dungi ki ongi uro wa. Chawa chuma na mundu na mojo kei guri rei sa. Tere dungi ki. Nambi ki tanda chu dangi da sunya na gini pan degi yi na. Chawa chuma na nandu hina chi me kipa. Gai kita ke nandu chu guya kari rei sa na. Nambi chiki chawa chuma diya tagi ni andu saka langa da ti. Chima chima tani andu chu guya rei. Kewa la ga da pro ki kima ki. Chawa chama la pengpi ki nambi chu te pengpi reis. Dosa ka langa de nambi chu te chegi yina. Na sanji yu sali andro ngaya mogo. Ya dwa jimi kini andro ngaya mogo chin dwa la. Susu rong to cheka la ka gage to yin ka ki. Dina chin do chu guya reis.
If you understand well, Buddhism is actually giving you 100% power to remedy, find your own path. Because Buddha cannot help you. It's not a permanent punishment by somebody gave you. You'll be in hell now. You'll be suffering all the time. The Buddha is just saying that if you know your disease, there's a cause. When you can the cause and condition, if you have those factors, ignorance, all this are kind of chopped off, then there is only to the positive, the only good things only come to. So it is actually giving you full power. It's just awakening. You are the own master. You know? That's what he's saying, Buddha is saying. So don't get stuck and now nobody's going to help me. If you stay like that, then you cannot come out on your own. Because as a Buddhist, you have to say that I'm the one who's going to be taking care of myself. That's kind of a confidence. It builds your confidence. If you know the properly, it gives you full confidence that you are the real driver of your destiny. So that was
attitude
we have to
know.
So yeah, because Buddhism has opened your eyes. There is a way. There's a way from suffering. Buddhism, just open your eyes with the fact. You know, there's four noble truths. The first two, it gives you a suffering. There's a suffering, and then there's the second one says there's causes of suffering. That these two, but the next two it says this way, there's how to do that. So it's just not on the negative side. The real purpose is he's trying to take you out of those suffering needs. That was what the purpose of Buddhism. So it really gives you confidence and the way to go and a genuine way, authentic way to get out of those mess we have made ourselves in. And then, there's a story that there's a disciple and a lama. And the lama was very old now. He's almost at the last stages of life. And then the disciple told him, requested him, please don't pass away. If you pass away, I will be kind of a without kind of a guidance like that. And the lamas told the disciple that I'm old. Look at my body. This body is giving me all these problems. So let me just go, and I will want a better form, have a younger form. So kind of a he is looking forward to that death because he has all full confidence what he did in this previous life, that he knows he is no kind of a no in sad mood that I'm dying. That he is looking forward to the next life with such a directness that he knows where he's going, what he wants, and what type of life. So when you have those good practices, that's what should really lead us to. And that's the kind of a lesson from this story. That if you practice well, there is life is not that bad. There's always a positive thing. The best practitioners are always happy. When the dead come in, they're always happy. That's the kind of indicator of best is the best category of the practitioners. The best will be always happy when they're dying, when they're reaching the stages down, when they're suffering, when they're dying, they are in such a good mood. That's a sign of
yeah.
Final question. I'm understanding that if you are in the hell realms, you are not going to reach enlightenment. If you are in the formless realms, you're not going to reach enlightenment. So it's only when you have a human body that you have the chance of reaching enlightenment. So what is it about the human body? What does it mean, having a human body, allow you?
I'll just give it to him. But Morangi is the kodwa. Nyawa la habina, that's sangye mebaji kodwa.
What the kodwa?
Yeah, anya. Sayu la jikewina, yan de kitani yan jik sangye kodwa mebaji kodwa.
What the kodwa? Lekin de sayu la jikewina, yan yan koromi cha shumani yan doku kodwa. Sayu la sangye changli yan. Nyawa la yan yan. Dipa Kaji Sam, taking Dawachi, Luchin, the Luni, taking this and Dipa, Dipa, Zoner, and Akromalia, Chenas, and Isan.
It is not that when you're in those two extremes, it's not that there is 100% no chance. It's just that the chances are very, very rare now. The more you are in those realms, the chances of getting to those Buddhahood is very, very. It's almost rare. It's very rare. There is a chance when you finish all your negatives, and when they've done their own part, they could come out and then go right path in life. There is way, even if you were in the higher realms. The reason, and that's the exact reason. So they have a chance, but the chance is very rare. For the human beings, because we are not in those two extremes. So we have a kind of a, it's just kind of, we are equipped. We know what's kind of, we have time to think. At least few moments, this is right, this is wrong. We at least know that. So I think that was what he's saying. Human beings, because we are not in those two extremes, so we had the best chance to.
So did he say anything about the human body and why it's a vehicle for enlightenment?
Mi mila sangye sal dwegi mi se keju kari ores wonta ma
mi ji ji mei li den den na gto lu chi ji ala sangye sal ndo na nga chi ji la dunya ye de wa ye ro na mei li den de lo de chi ji che ge re ku che ge re sangye sal ya ndo sa ge la nga de dunya na te ji na nya chi ji ro ji ma ro na de wa ye sun de mei li den de te na che de pa pa yi
The human beings, because they seem to know both the suffering experience of suffering and happiness, in kind of in many times they're kind of almost coming one after another, kind of see a little happiness here, a little happiness, and then a little in suffering. So we know the majority is suffering, but because of the understanding with that, it gives the human being some taste. There is suffering now. What should I do? So it gives the chance to reflect, and then when you have those suffering, then one realizes, when you meet the Buddha's teaching that there's a way to come out of the suffering. So it gives a human being potential to do the Dharma, to practice, to take the positive, to the take the better path. That's what he's saying. Others are so busy. Those other two extremes, they're so busy in their own kind of life, in their own happiness, whatever, the temporary life. They're so happy in this, just like Hollywood. They just seem to be very happy, and they just. We know this Hollywood life is just kind of is a screen thing. But it's just in reality, we just like us, but they think that they are so kind of up there. And they feel they act kind of such a high kind of celebrity star like that. They think they are like that. But they so when the switch just goes off, their fame just kind of disappears. And they just drop down on earth. So depression happens. That's kind of it's just like health. They're so busy in suffering that they haven't had time, even if they want to. Like a sick person, when you're sick in the bed, what can you do? You will focus more on your sickness. So that's right. So when you are a little kind of better at this stage, you can have some chance of doing the right thing. So that was human beings emphasized preciousness.
Well, I think it has some. I guess it's maybe another topic for another day, or maybe we'll get there possibly as well. But I think that the body has tremendous capacity. I mean, the human body is a miracle in terms of its energetic systems and its capacity for combining with a purified mind to create a state of enlightenment.
That I haven't heard, but I'll just give it. I'll give it to him. Murasa Mala. Me subu dala me say ji subu lu horan la me say mana ji sa da sin zu ni ba da ji ya won de ta man as go de mara ta wa de
kada
na na ras mi lu den ji ro a lu den koran rang da koran rang ya ji manda ji ka lo de ni ba ji manda wa shi ma da
ta ti to lu ka ri je ren na chi da sa lu den na lu chi ji sa ye sa chi ha ku kin na sang ji sa le lu na ka bai na chi tu yin fe.
So if you just see the potentiality of human beings to be able to practice and think and understand the path where it leads to and all the suffering, then in that way it may be special.
have a meditation, they kind of gauge it in the 10 bhumis, they kind of gauge it like in big, small, and large. I was just wondering why they do that.
I didn't get it exactly.
Oh, okay, so there's the small, medium, and great on each of those. Why is it the afflictions of each of those divided into three? Yeah, each of the bhumis, yes.
Yeah, they have the 10 bhumis.
Yeah, so in each of the bhumis you overcome certain afflictions, and there's the small, the medium, and the great.
Oh, okay.
Is that what you're saying?
Okay.
Yeah, and why is that the question? Why?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I just saw it on paper, so I just want to ask it.
Oh, okay.
Had a connection. Yeah.
You got it? No. So on each of the 10 bhumis, there are small, medium, and great afflictions to be overcome. And why are they divided up that way? On each of the 10 stages, the 10 bhumis.
I don't know what to say in Tibetan. Bhumis are
grounds.
Grounds. Then yeah, di tu. Ale chanju chanju sim chanju ki da karore. Chanju ki ne da lamma da shisure.
Chenju sing,
Beijing did march to me. My client to me, you two hours, 2 months. So I couldn't get the question correctly to him. So,
okay. So the bhumis are the grounds, the 10 grounds.
10 grounds of the bodhisattva?
Yes. Yes.
10 levels. Chanju is same. Ne, Kurim must be a juice your way.
Okay, I still couldn't get my question correctly to him, so I think.
Let's give it to Nimara next time. All right.
Two questions. When we do, I've heard that when we do visualization of the Lama, that is as the Buddha, we put it over our head. But if we are an eccentric practitioner, we put it at the heart. The question is, if one is not hasn't had empowerment as an eccentric practitioner, is there a problem with visualizing the Lama Buddha at the heart? That's the question.
Wang mebila ngaju ki jik lama ro lama gomdu gala lama dia ningal ruye jiwa so ningal wang dia lama ningal shawala wang to go go ro wang di men din dia wang men mang yo ro and dzi yang kwan zi ke zi yang ta jik lama di ningal do komna di yo ne men si dia
ta dang da
mi ta ngaju ji gom je du gala lama di lama di ka lama ne jo ro ji da ina de jik ji du gala lama de su ni ga zola ma jing ga sha yo wa
oi
ya wang me na sha chok me bra shi du sa den de ye
den sha chok a lama de na sha ji ong shu gu ge ri ku yi ong shu gu de ka de ong sa de ku je mo chok a ji chok ken zo ren de ro wa ong shu gu de ma ne je mo shu a de chok ken zo shu ren
so there's a reason is I think empowerment or the initiation or empowerment is just is like a seeking permission whether you can do it or you cannot. That's when you have the empowerment, it gives you permission to have that. So when you don't have that permission, then you, it's not the right one. You don't do it.
Second question is, last time we had more teachings on the bodhicitta, and I was reading more about this, and I came into one of the texts from the Dalai Lama talking about suggesting to take the bodhisattva vow as often as possible, to be taken, you know, to renew
the vows.
And I know that once you've had it, you can do it in front of, you know, you can just do it in front of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and do the fasting and so forth. But my question is, and I don't know if anybody else is interested in this, but I know in Kachaling we have it every year, you know, in May, but would Geshe-la be interested, if anybody else wants it,
renewal?
It's
a good way to do that, and we can do that. It's just we have to find our time. Yes, so that's, it's a very important topic, because to be a higher Mahayana Buddhist practitioner, that's the wish to help sentient beings, other sentient beings, it's a must. Otherwise, you are one of those lower kind of a vehicle. So that's the main difference. One of the main differentiating from the different vehicles of the Buddhism.
Thank you.
Okay. Shall we wrap up? Yeah.
So, should we say the dedication?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, on page 23, prayers after teachings, and page 24. And then we'll skip to page 28, auspicious wishes.
Bella long,
sāke kāpā nyāntō shō tanāmiriya lakāniyā tayāmi yamā te rote jirinā vele chōchō jirpātā lōk tēpi gāme sāsūngā Dvaye mezi tato ni jyoti Aye kuye jinkante Pentante Mali jyoye ne Chiri jiva tinze jasoye Kapi siti pato ni jyoti Nibhavu jita chobata Tanto zambo te ade yete Teta kanje jesu dalo che Gewa de da tanje roto Gewa tanje je Oa kala choto mopati Dabi gili sawa de b